It is time once again for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. SportingACause.com is the website that is designed and delivers fundraising information, all fundraising ideas that are somehow associated with sports in one way or another. Also a blog by Willie Hallahan. Willie joins us on a Sunday morning. Willie, nice to speak to you again today.
Likewise, Marshall. Good to talk to you. Happy winter. It looks like winter outside now.
And Bob says if 4 inches of snow will do that for you, and the cold weather, which will keep it here, will do that for you. So, and I went right off the bat this morning when I got up, and I just clicked on the Salisbury Winter Sports Association webcam, and it really does. It looks like Norway.
It does. Yeah. As we spoke before we went on air, visitors to the webcam lately will have seen that the big hill and the middle hill are brown, the small one is white because our junior jumpers have been jumping for weeks now. And the reason for that is that with no natural snow, we've been making our own. We've had a big pile of snow that you can't really see on the webcam. It's off to the left. But we just keep stockpiling it, and it better saves the man-made snow during warmer weather or rain. That big pile, that cold mass, stays better than if you spread it out throughout the land. And then we'll spread it around when we need to. But right now it looks great because the natural snow has covered all three hills. You're right. It looks like a ski jump facility right now. But, we're feeling good about things for the moment. And you never know what Mother Nature will bring for us in the next couple of weeks before Jump Fest. But we'll deal with it. We always do.
But you really have fixed up the junior side. Just looking at the webcam, the junior side of the big jump really looks impressive now with all the work that you've done over the past several months.
Thank you. A lot of work, a lot of love and labor has gone into that small hill, and it's the one that doesn't get a whole lot of notice because Jump Fest is all about the big hill. Not all about it, but it seems to get the most attention. But our little 20-meter is where the kids learn. That's where they first strap on skis and take their shot at ski jumping. And we have a growing program. Our effort this year has been to turn that 20-meter hill into a year-round facility. We're halfway there. We poured the footings and did all the lumber work, superstructure, and put that in place. And a week or so ago, we picked up the steel rails and applied them, and that's where that's what makes it snowless. The kids go down, their skis fit in these steel rails, and they go down the in run. That's the ramp that they come down, culminating in the takeoff. And this winter, the landing hill is going to require snow. And next year, hopefully, by next winter, we'll have applied the plastic to the landing hill. It'll be completely snowless, so the kids can train. It's less about the changes in climate, although that's always a concern, but it's more about letting our kids train year-round, as they do in Lake Placid. In Lake Placid, the kids train 12 months a year. Here in Salisbury, they train 2 months a year. But this will allow them to jump year-round. We can hold jumps in the summertime. Kids from Lake Placid and Brattleboro, Vermont, and Hanover, New Hampshire, they can all come down here for a meet. Wouldn't that be cool? So anyway, thank you for mentioning that. It's a big deal for us, and as soon as that's ready, then we'll turn our attention to rebuilding the 30-meter. And there's never a dull moment at Swassa.
All right.
Anyway, in terms of our schedule, we've got some things going on. Winter is the slowest season of the year, and January probably the slowest month, but there's stuff to talk about. The Wonders of Winter Art Show is ongoing. It runs through February 9th, the last day of Jump Fest. And for details, go to SalisburyAssociation.org. You can find out anything and everything you need to know about the show. It's very comprehensive. I understand that there's been something added to the show since its inception. Artists from Housatonic Valley Regional High School have added some of their work to the mix, and those are on display at the White Hart Inn. The White Hart is one of the six locations that has been hosting works from the show, and the Housatonic art has been added to that. So head over to the White Hart and see Warren Prindle, the art teacher, and one of the artists in the show has wrangled those additional works of art from the kids. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go over and see it for sure. Also today is the third annual Housatonic Baseball Camp. This is an instructional event that Willie Yon, who was a standout baseball player at Housatonic, has done for the last 3 years. This is for kids 13 and under. There are two sessions. The first one has already been held this morning, but there's another one from 11 to 12:30. It's $20 a kid, and they get an hour and a half of instruction by Willie and I think a couple other high school athletes who have gone on to renown in one way or another. And all the proceeds go to the Housatonic baseball team. And Willie Yon, just so you know, I don't want to spend too much time on him, but it's deserved. This kid, this young man now, is an incredible athlete, and his work ethic is legendary. And of all the accolades, you could probably list his accomplishments and awards on two full pages. But one thing that stands out in my mind, I can't get it out of my mind, is as a junior and senior in high school, he struck out once. In 2 years of playing high school baseball, he struck out once. And many other of his statistics are equally impressive. And now, of course, he's part of the Baltimore Oriole system, I believe. Anyway, there's time to get your 13-year-old and under into that. 11 to 12:30 over at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, by the way, in the gym. Also this afternoon is the walkway day at Marist College over in Poughkeepsie. It's part of the basketball game between Marist and Iona College. Good quality basketball. $11 to $13 for adults, depending on your seat. $8 for kids. It's a 2 p.m. game, and this is an awareness kind of event where the people and the walkway over the Hudson River are featured. This is a venue that appears many, many times on my sportingacause.com website because it's the place where a lot of 5K runs and walkathons take place. It's a natural, it's a mile and a quarter across, and so it's a natural 5K to run out and back. And it's a state park. You can go and just use it. You can walk. It's closed right now because of the time of year. But when it opens, you need to do it. You're way up above the Hudson River, and it's just extraordinary. You have to do it. It should be on your bucket list. Now, there are a couple things going on here. There's the Officials versus Cancer. I spoke about it a little bit last week for January 20th through 26th. But there's another thing going on. They're unrelated. I can't believe they're unrelated because there seems to be no crossover, but at the same time, this month, the CIAC, that's the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference that governs high school sports in Connecticut, has initiated a Support Your Local Ref month. And basically, they're asking each school in their own way, however they choose to do it, to recognize the officials who govern their game. This is all sports. It can be as simple as introducing the refs by name, for example, where they often don't do that, or just giving them little niceties little shows of appreciation. And it's kind of an unfortunate reason that they initiated this because refs, when a ref is trained. A person is trained to become a referee, no matter the sport. In Connecticut, after the rookie year, after the people have been trained to be refs, they spend their first year refing. 50% of them don't return. There's a shortage of refs, and this is part of the reason. And the reason they don't return, the biggest reason, is because of verbal abuse by players and coaches, but mostly because of parents and fans. And it's horrible. I remember as a kid when I played Little League baseball in North Canaan. This is a perfect example. In the Little League field, we had bleachers on both baselines and behind home plate. And the parents and fans could be ruthless to the umpire, the home plate umpire. And I went back a few years later to watch a friend's child play, and I noticed that bleacher behind home plate had been moved to center field. It's funny, but not at the same time, because it was because of the abusive behavior by fans. So anyway, with that in mind, this January is this appreciation month for referees of all sports in Connecticut, but also for January 20th through 26th, there is a program called Officials Versus Cancer. This has been going on for several years, and it is run by the International Association of Approved Basketball Officials. This is basketball specific. And during this week period, basketball refs are encouraged to donate 25% of their fees to the American Cancer Society. And I've learned that the Litchfield County chapter of this organization raises more money than any other in Connecticut. It's like $40,000 that they've raised over the years. Almost at the same time, Thursday through Sunday, the 23rd through the 26th, is another bond spiel over at Norfolk Curling Club, the Icebox Open. This is an open event for all ages and genders. The format is pretty much the same for all of their bond spiels. It's a Thursday through Sunday. They take up to 20 teams. You're seeing a very, very good caliber of curling. It's always open to the public. Every one of their events is open to the public for free. You can go to their facility in Norfolk. It's a beautiful place. There are two sheets. Those are the areas that they use. There are two events going on simultaneously. You can look down on them. It's very, very comfortable. You're not sitting in the cold. You're sitting in a very comfortable place and look through glass down at the action. Always plenty of people there to tell you what's going on. Some of the things they do it's not exactly obvious what's going on, but curlers are very avid proponents of their sport, and they're more than willing to let you know what's going on. And you can get a lunch there. They have a lounge area where you can get something to eat, a cocktail if you want, and a good way to spend the day. That's Friday evening and Thursday evening, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the day. And then on the 26th of Sunday, the Sunday Benefit Brunch for SWASA. This is a kind of a reverse sports-related fundraiser. The event is not a sport, but it's supporting one. The Interlaken Inn is putting on a brunch for us on Sunday the 26th and donating the proceeds to SWASA. Actually, they give us a donation, and we encourage people to go to this brunch. It's from 11 to 1, and it's all kinds of stuff, omelets and quiche and waffles, ham, bacon, sausage, and beverages and so forth. And I got to say something about the Interlaken. They do this almost all winter long. Every Sunday they're holding their Sunday brunch for the benefit of something, somebody around here. There are many, many. The Jane Lloyd Fund, I know, gets a brunch for their benefit. I think today might be one for Housatonic Regional High School. There's a trip that they're taking, the Interlaken Inn seems to be one of those under the radar things where they do this week after week after week to benefit a variety of charities, and for the most part, people don't know about it.
Today the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Galapagos Island trip from 11 to 1. Next week it's SWASA. February 2nd, CHORE. February 9th, Northeast Community Center. February 16th, the Jane Lloyd Fund. Then in March, on the 1st, it's Community Systems. The 8th, Habitat for Humanity. The 15th, the Extras Program. There's still an opening on the 22nd, but we will wrap it all up on March 29th here. We'll have a fundraising brunch for Robin Hood Radio. So they pack 3 months full of these brunches for people to make money.
Yeah, and those names that you mentioned, you can't pick better causes than those. So yeah, kudos to Interlaken. Can't talk about them enough. Eric over there is great to work with, and I hope a lot of people come out for that. And that pretty much wraps it up, Marshall. It's a little lighter schedule, but still plenty of things to do and watch on a snowy Sunday. Why not?
Hey, it's a snowy Sunday. It's January heading into February, and whether you like it or not, and Willie loves it, we're not that far away from the ski jumps.
We're not. No, and there are a couple. There are several ice watching derbies that have been on hold because of the warm temperatures. You know, I know the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club and a couple others, they always have a junior tournament. It's they're major fundraisers for them, actually, and the kids love it. But with the warm temperatures, you know, you can't put the kids out on questionable ice, and they've been waiting for colder temperatures to be able to schedule those things. So those are all on hold as soon as dates have been, you know, the conditions have been determined to be safe, and I get the information, I'll be putting those up on my website and talking about those. Another one of those winter things that need to be talked about.
Well, there's a lot going on here. Swassa, of course. There's, of course, the curling in Norfolk. Yep. And let us not forget the weekend in Norfolk, the winter weekend in Norfolk
That's
coming
right.
up as well. So
That's right. This coming up after Swassa. Yeah. It's a big deal for them. The folks at Norfolk have done a great job. They have two of them a year. There's a winter one and a summer one. And the whole town gets involved. We cross-promote with them. Of course, they can't promote for us too much because their event is after ours. But they're wonderful people up in Norfolk, and there's a lot going on there. Yeah, check it out.
A lot for people to do because we are in a winter wonderland. Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you as always for having me on.
All right, take care.
Take care.